Hello, welcome to Men, Martians and Machines. I'm James Follett, a writer who turned out over 50 scripts for BBC Radio 4 between 1973 and 1986. God, I feel old. Political thrillers, comedies, drama documentaries, but mostly science fiction, including two series of Earth Search totalling 20 episodes. Now, Earth Search is the main reason I'm here now, feeling very uncomfortable at being on the wrong side of a microphone, yet excited at the thought of the oddball journey ahead of us to trace the origins of Earth Search. It's a journey that goes back over half a century to a spotty and possibly quite nasty small boy who hated sport and preferred to spend his time in his village library. Men, Martians and Machines is the title of a wonderful book I found in that library. It's by the late and now largely forgotten British science fiction writer Eric Frank Russell. I read it when I was 14 or 15 and it changed my life. I'll go into more detail about Eric Frank Russell later on. Men, Martians and Machines as a title sets the tone nicely for this journey because in the introduction to each play or extract, I'm going to deal with the men who've helped shape my work, and by men I mean men and women. The Martians, really neat generic term for all the aliens I've used, though none of them are actually Martians. And the machines bit is because the troubles of machines has been a feature of just about everything I've ever written. Anyway, I'm getting ahead of myself. The Earth Search story starts with the forbidden fruits in that little village library. The children's section immediately join the adult fiction shelves. Now, for a short-sighted 12-year-old devouring one book a day on the one ticket I was allowed and having to read Biggles Flies North and South and East and West for the umpteenth time, and so starved of material that I was reduced to reading Worrell's Flies North and South and East and West, the proximity of so many denied books literally inches from my fingers was a torture. Put that back. Half a century later, I can still hear Miss Foster's imperious cry ringing out across the library. I can still feel her icy, disapproving stare boring into my neck as I frantically tried to shove back an adult book with a captivating title that I'd removed for a quick shufty. The book was Prelude to Space by Arthur C. Clarke. Now, space exploration was kid stuff that adults didn't take seriously, and yet there was this book taunting me in the adult fiction with a title that screamed, "Read me!" It took about a year of seized moments when Miss Foster wasn't on duty to read the first chapter. Magic. Sheer magic. The grown-ups actually wrote serious stuff about space exploration. It was something more than Dan Dare's exploits in The Eagle. On my 14th birthday, Miss Foster grudgingly issued me with four adult tickets, and I was in heaven. I grabbed Prelude to Space and The Time Machine. I'd never heard of H.G. Wells, but it was another of those clamouring read-me titles, and I finished them all in 2 days. The next 6 months was an orgy of reading. I got through H.G. Wells, Conan Doyle, Rider Haggard, Jules Verne in a matter of weeks, and eventually read every book in that tiny library. Just when I thought I'd read every science fiction book in the world and losing interest, a reader returned Eric Frank Russell's Men, Martians and Machines. Now, I'd never heard of Mr. Russell, but that Read Me title was enough. I grabbed that book and skedaddled out of the library. Men, Martians and Machines was an astonishing revelation. The story was simple enough, and one not unfamiliar to Star Trek fans today, and first used, I believe, by A.E. Van Vogt in the 1940s. It was about a spaceship that had embarked on a great voyage of galactic exploration, a theme I would use many years later in Earth Search. What made Men, Martians and Machines so refreshingly different was not only the incredible adventures of the crew, but that Mr. Russell had imbued his book with humour, something I'd never come across in science fiction until then. Now, had it not been for that chance encounter with Men, Martians and Machines all those years ago, I doubt if I would ever have written any science fiction. Much as I love the genre, until then I'd always found it a little dour and worthy. Well, I don't think there's anything dour and worthy about the first play I've chosen for this journey. It's called The Devil to Pay, and it lasts only 15 minutes, and I wrote it for the Just Before Midnight slot, a series of plays BBC Radio 4 commissioned in the early 1980s to be broadcast, as I expect you've guessed, just before midnight. Now, The Devil to Pay may be small, but I reckon it's a perfectly formed play. It has men, of course, and they include the producer and director, the late and much-missed Glyn Dearman, who produced Earth Search. It has a machine that goes wrong, and it has a Martian, well, an alien, if you'll overlook my stretching a point by referring to the devil as an alien. And it has humour, which I hope would have met with Mr. Eric Frank Russell's approval. One small point. When I said that it was perfectly formed, that comment doesn't apply.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?